When you were studying, how easy did you find it to combine living the life of a religious sister with being a full-time student?
Well, I found it difficult in the way I've just described it, that I wasn't getting the full social life that they would have been a university student would have had. And I had really a very, very compressed life in that we were expected to be there for the offices whenever we could get back. And most of my work had to be done at night or in the weekend.
And presumably you were undertaking your course of studies in view of the work that you were going to be assigned afterwards.
Well, that was in the mind of my superiors, and they had the mistaken idea that a degree could get you anywhere. So when I mentioned having a year's education training teaching, it wasn't accepted. And I was told by inspectors anyway that the degree was sufficient. So I never did teacher training.
And did you go on to teach?
I went on to teach. I went on to teach for 30 years.
And whereabouts did you
I
teach?
taught, first of all, here in Stone at St Dominic's for about 4 or 5 years. And then I was sent to Brood to be headmistress of the little school we had there, which was boarding MD. And I found that pretty heavy. I also had asked, but been refused, to go on for an MA at the behest of one of the Dominican fathers. He said I should certainly go on. But it wasn't thought of as a necessity. And therefore, the important thing was to get back into school.